AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs will take effect Tuesday on imports from Canada and Mexico, and tariffs on Chinese goods will double to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christopher says those tariffs are one element that could impact the economy.
We're starting to see some cracks here. Consumer confidence suffered its biggest drop in nearly 4 years in February. A lot of people now saying they're frustrated with inflation, the threat of these tariffs.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the decision to stop humanitarian aid shipments into Gaza was made in coordination with the White House. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK, France, and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal to present to the U.S. that follows Friday's Oval Office argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. We got moon dust on our boots, said the chief executive of Firefly Aerospace. His company became the first private company to land a spacecraft on the moon without it crashing or falling over. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The music of the movies today on The Music of the Stars. The winners, losers, the also-rans, and the totally forgotten. Jackie Gleason had the hit. Best Song, 1962. From Papa's Delicate Condition, Jackie with Glynis Johns. Jackie plays an almost irredeemable drunk in a great dramatic role. The man could act. We'll have that for you in just a bit as we continue on with The Music of the Stars. Rondell High Noon Central on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's music from a picture I never liked, The English Patient. Be right back.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today. Just a few high clouds thrown in for good measure as well. Otherwise, light south to southwest winds and highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-20s. A little rain possible Monday afternoon, near 50. Right now, it's 10.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The music of the stars continues. The sounds of the motion picture capital of the world, the Dream Factory, Hollywood. The music of the stars. Jackie Gleason with the number one song of 62. Papa's Delicate Condition, the picture.
How about a belt? Don't look at me like that. So I bought the kid a pony and a cart. What's so excruciating about that? You know, she's your baby, too. All right. So I'm impulsive. Expulsive, repulsive, pulsive. Oh, you beautiful doll. You miserable soul. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
The look of love.
Oscar Loser, 1967. And that's from Casino Royale. Here's the winner. Dick Van Dyke.
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. All engines talk.
What's it saying?
It's saying, chitty, 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 chitty,
bang, bang,
bang. Chitty, 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 bang, bang. Chitty,
chitty,
bang, bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Our fine four fender friend,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in our motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
You're sweet as a thoroughbred,
your seats are a feathered bed.
You'll turn everybody's head today. We'll glide on our motor trip
with pride in our relationship.
The envy of all we survey.
Oh, chitty, you, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you. And chitty, you, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, what we'll do. We'll chitty, far, chitty, in our motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender.
Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, fine four fender, chitty chitty friend.
Here's the winner from the picture of The Facts of Life, Johnny Mercer.
Dreams.
Gloria Loring and an Oscar loser from the picture The Facts of Life. And here's the winner, 1953, Sally Sweetland and the Doodlers, The Moon is Blue.
Cats converse in perfect Pekingese. And sometimes a dream like you comes true. Now and then when the moon is blue, so perhaps could be
that ordinary me
stands a chance with extra special you.
They tell me
that miracles come true.
Just to rip.
If the moon is blue, I'm in your spell.
And folks are talking, they might as well.
Can't be denied.
How can I hide the fact that I go walking
with both my feet 10 feet above the sidewalk? Now I think I see
a taxi up a tree,
a lamppost,
and a spaniel drinking tea.
So tell me that you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon is blue.
A landmark romantic comedy that successfully pushed the limits of the motion picture production code. By today's standards, the movie is pretty tame, but it stirred controversy when released. From director Otto Preminger in 1953, William Holden and David Niven star in The Moon is Blue. The study follows an architect, played by Holden, and his neighbor, played by Niven, as they both try to seduce an attractive young woman. The word seduce sounds pretty harmless as provocative words go, but in the early 1950s, that word, seduce, along with virgin and mistress, was banned by the Hollywood production code. These words also happen to be all over the script for The Moon is Blue. Despite the production code's objections to the script, director Otto Preminger shot the movie anyway. His gamble seemed ill-advised when Joseph Breen, head of the production code office, refused to give the film the all-important production code seal of approval. But Preminger was prepared to fight for his project, and he managed to convince United Artists to release the movie without the seal, an unprecedented move that eventually paid off. More about that after the movie. Preminger also had to fight to cast Niven in the film because some studio execs considered Niven washed up as a leading man. But Preminger, he knew better. Niven turned in a typically solid performance and went on to star in some of his biggest hits in the years ahead, winning a Best Actor Oscar 5 years later for Separate Tables. From 1953, also starring Maggie McNamara and Oscar Donald.
That's 1953. The Catholic Church condemned the picture. No, I never saw it. Here's the winner for that year, Peter Nero at the keyboard. Peter Nero, Julie Stein, and Sammy Kahn. 1953 top song recorded for Frank Sinatra. It was also heard in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles by Steve Martin. Here it is, just a clip.
All right, who knows a tune here? Who wants to sing a tune? Who's got a song?
I got one.
You got one. Neil Page has got one.
Three coins. Each one seeking happiness. You know this, seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers.
Here's the hit
three
version.
Three coins and the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts and the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins and the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine. Coins and the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. And just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
The Academy Award loser for the year, 1953, and here's the winner. On the Music of the Stars, it's Dmitri Tiomkin. The High and the Mighty. Thank you. Music of the Star. That was all over the airwaves that year, 1953 and 54. And this is Fred Lowery of Milwaukee. This won Best Soundtrack, but it lost Best Song. Dmitri Tiomkin loved Oscars. Now, this song is not heard in the movie, just the theme. Billy Eckstine, Johnny Desmond. Here's Billy. There's a story here.
I was high and mighty. How I laughed at love and the stars above. Then you came like a gentle flame and helped me to find my way. I was high and mighty, and I told my heart where to stop and start. Now I find that I was blind. I'm learning it day by day. Love can change things. And I give my heart forever and ever to you, you, you. I have you,
Billy Eckstine. Best Song, 54. There's another set of lyrics to them. I'll play it some other time, I promise. The other lyrics are almost a prayer. It's very good. Written by Ned Washington, both sets. And Dimitri's great music. But Dimitri wanted a Best Song Oscar, too. So, that song is not heard in the picture. Well, they tried to get John Wayne to sing it. John couldn't sing. And he couldn't whistle either. That's Muzzy Marcellino and Fred Lowry of Milwaukee on the hit song albums. But the funny story is, Dmitri Tiomkin paid to put the song in one print in Los Angeles, in one theater for 2 weeks, which qualified it. And he lost to Three Coins in the Fountain. Ah, but he got the Oscar for Best Soundtrack. Music of Hollywood.
Office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
And now that we've done all five of the nominated songs, here is a delightful film star to present the Best Song Award, Miss Debbie Reynolds.
Thank you. Wherever music is played, people are indebted to the Hollywood songwriters. And I'm honored to be able to read the name of the song, which is now going to be added to the illustrious list of Oscar-winning classics. May I have the envelope, please? Thank you. Oh, dear. Oh, the winners are Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer from Moon River.
I've said my bit. Go ahead.
I'd like to say that I'm very proud that you like our song. I'd like to thank you, Audrey. Thank you, Andy. And martinis for everybody.
Thank you.
Johnny Mercer. Steve Lawrence, Sammy Davis.
If your song didn't win the Academy Award and you're feeling dejected and deflated, imagine the shape you might have been in if you hadn't even been nominated. Not even nominated makes you feel about that tall. But just remember, Oscar's only human after all. And not even nominated were a lot of great songs we can recall.
For instance,
You Were Meant For Me.
Not even nominated.
And I Was Meant For You.
And what about A Fine Romance with No Kisses? A Fine Romance, my friend, this is.
You say either, say either.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either.
Either.
Neither.
Neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
It's very clear our love is here to stay.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away.
When I fall in love,
the more I see you.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Good Singer.
The more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. For words
like what?
Words like who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
It seems to
to me, I've heard that song before. Yeah.
Not even nominated.
The snow is snowing, and the wind keeps on blowing. But I can weather the storm. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
You think this wasn't nominated?
Never. Here's an old goodie that Oscar said no to. It's a standard old goodie he just wouldn't go to.
And singing in the rain.
Yeah.
This isn't just a piece of material. This is a scholarly tract.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've done a lot of research on this.
Hey, you know what we found out? If your song has the word baby in it, Oscar isn't likely to nominate it.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Not even nominated.
You must have been a beautiful child.
I was, actually. I don't know. I don't want to walk without you, baby.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me.
So make it one for my baby.
My baby don't care for rings, what? Or other expensive things. My baby just cares for me.
Stepping out with my baby can't go wrong, 'cause I'm in right.
It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up.
Stand a chance. Shouldst thou compose a ditty where you deign to mention dance?
There may be trouble ahead.
What is that?
But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and
I won't. Don't ask me. I won't. Can't make me. I won't. Madam, with you.
It only happens when I. Shall we dance
and face the music? Shall we dance till break of day?
Oh, how we on the night we were wed, we and we, though a word wasn't said.
If you're blue, you get don't together. Know together. You go let the dance.
Don't you go
with your left
and sit
as lightly as a foot
and on the
let
ritz.
Yourself go. Cities. Don't mention cities or you'll never get nominated.
You go home and get your clothes. I'll go get my these and those and away we'll go. Not even nominated. Off we're going to shuffle up to Buffalo.
Rio by the seal. Flying down to Rio and we've got to make time.
A foggy day in London town.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. Don't let a stranger wait outside your door.
Calling for Hollywood.
You're joking. Not even nominated.
I want to be a part of it. New York.
you feel about that small. But just remember, Oscar's only human after all. And you songwriters, listen, don't take it seriously.
Yeah, don't pay it, no, never mind.
Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. Just keep right on staying alive, staying alive. That song wasn't nominated either, but I guess the best advice you can give a songwriter comes from an old song.
Yeah, a standard old song is still a great song. And guess what?
What?
It wasn't nominated.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
But it's still good advice.
It certainly is.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when your chin is on the ground, just pick yourself up, dust yourself on, and start all over again. Don't be discouraged each time you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Be like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won.
You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son.
My son.
Just keep remembering each great refrain that had to fail to live again. So though you get past, your number can last.
The number can last.
Just pick yourself up.
Yeah, pick yourself up.
And be a good cheer.
I mean, get it all together.
And dust yourself off.
Yeah, you gotta stay clean, man.
And wait,
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 wait.
Till next year.
People were angry that Sammy and Steve and the orchestra and the writers put that together. They snuck it in. So it makes us look bad. Well, this is the Oscar theme. Greg Hulme wrote it. Isn't that nice? Maybe you've noticed by now, I haven't played anything from the current era. That's not an accident. Music of the Stars. Vera Ellen. Donald O'Connor. Music of the Stars. The best. The year 1953. The picture, Call Me Madam. Admit it, you imagined them dancing, didn't you? That's the power of great music. That song was not even nominated. Vera Ellen, Donald O'Connor. Ethel Merman, George Sanders, Billy DeWolf. Now stand by for news on CBS. The music of the stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's Oval Office argument Friday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky erupted when Zelensky urged the U.S. to guarantee Ukraine's security if Russia were to violate a ceasefire. President Trump said the fighting needs to stop now. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today tells ABC's This Week that's the right approach.
If there are no negotiations, what is the alternative? Another 4 years of war, another 3 years of war in which the United States and Europe continues to pour billions of dollars into a war in Ukraine. Is that the alternative?
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said today the UK, France and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal. Israel halted aid shipments into Gaza, which objected, saying the ceasefire deal calls for the parties to immediately move to the second phase. Gene Hackman will be among the actors honored during the In Memoriam segment at tonight's Academy Awards, the 97th Oscars, hosted by Conan O'Brien for the first time. This is ABC News.